Very pleasant weather is occurring across the northern plains and upper Midwest this afternoon, and it will continue, although the wind will likely increase a bit. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do expect the afternoon temperatures to heat up nicely. We're in the 50s and 60s at this hour, and as we go forward through the afternoon, we'll get to the 60s and 70s. There may actually be a few lower 80s in southern parts of South Dakota. The warm-up is all ahead of a cold front that will be cutting through the region tomorrow, and that frontal system will bring down the temperatures notably in the northwest half of the region, with highs in the upper 40s and 50s tomorrow afternoon in North Dakota, northern parts of Minnesota, and north central through southwestern sections of South Dakota. It will still be warm tomorrow, though in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota, temperatures in those areas will still be in the 60s and 70s. Now, that frontal system is going to come rushing into the region. We'll see a debut in parts of our region as we get into the wee hours of the morning tomorrow. The wind will be out of the north by the time we get through the morning in just about all areas, excepting that southeast corner of the region where the wind switch will likely occur in the afternoon. We'll look for that wind switch to come with some cloudiness and also a chance for some light rainfall. The majority of the precipitation, though, is going to be light, and we'll look for totals to be 2/10 to maybe as much as 3/4 of an inch. Now, those greater rain totals are going to be isolated. I certainly do not expect to see that to be common. I would think the majority of the region will see less than 3 or 4/10 of an inch of moisture. In some areas, maybe about 25 or 30% of the region will be left dry. The precipitation is all associated with the cooler air mass coming through the region. And once it passes through, we should be done with precipitation. That will likely occur as we finish out the day Friday. Now, I say that knowing full well that the majority of the more organized precipitation ends Thursday evening. But on Friday, we'll have variable cloud cover, and there will be a few showers that will drift from north to south across the area. That precipitation will be insignificant, but it will still be around. We'll look for the driest conditions after that to start to show up on Saturday, and we will have a return of southerly wind on Saturday afternoon into Saturday night. That will heat us back up once again. And the next frontal system to push across the region is expected to arrive Sunday afternoon going into Monday. And once again, we'll have a chance for a few spits and spats of moisture, but probably not much meaningful moisture. Temperatures will be bouncing around. On Friday and Saturday, we'll see those high temperatures coming down to the 40s and 50s, with Saturday mostly 50s. We'll look for the temperatures on Sunday going into Monday, probably 60s, with a few 50s around. Our nighttime lowest temperatures will be on Saturday morning, when we'll see widespread 20s across the area once again. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.